Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, be sure to hit that subscribe button. I can almost guarantee you YouTube has unsubscribed you from our channel. If you want to subscribe to the channel, hit the subscribe button, right? We're also available at patreon.com/Steven Larson. If you want to support the show, kick in some money, you get some stuff in return. We had like 60 people watching our botched stream today. We got to make that up to them maybe on the dirt sheet later on this week.
Yeah.
And we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw, where you guys can pick up five, count them, five quality designs. Larson, I'm going to make that seven by the end of this week. Seven quality designs by the end of this week. Can I hear eight?
Sure, eight.
Eight by the end of maybe next week. Wow. Confirmed.
Eight by the end of the month.
Yeah, there you go. What is the end of the month? Oh, I'm talking 16 by the end of the month, man. Don't hold me to that.
I won't.
By the way. Well, you know what time of the year it is, Larson? Superstar shakeup.
Yeah.
We're going to shake it up. And we had part two of the shakeup.
That's two.
Last night on SmackDown.
Yes.
Live.
And they didn't wait to build any anticipation. They opened the show.
You said something to me that was completely and totally true. I will take Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for The Miz and Dean Ambrose any day of the week. And that's what SmackDown Live got. We opened the show with a fresh-faced, gray suit-toting Kevin Owens looking like he was selling mattresses at Sears.
Yeah. He shaved the beard.
Yes, he did.
Pretty much gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he opens the show with a promo.
Oh, it was a great promo.
You know, saying this is now Kevin Owens' show. He started
in a nutshell. This is a fantastic SmackDown.
Yeah, it was really good.
This is very entertaining.
He started saying things like the best athletes are all Canadian.
Yeah.
And he said he concluded by saying that he, Kevin Owens, wants to be the new face of America.
It was a real heel promo.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Because he got a pretty good pop when he came out.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And he turned that around real fast.
Yeah.
With a really good heel promo.
He said, nobody be excited that I'm here. Be very upset that I'm here because I am a heel. I'm a bad guy.
Yes.
But he said, he reiterated once again that he is the face of America, which
new
is great.
New face of America.
Which is great because, as you all know, Canadians are better than Americans or better athletes. And so you should be happy that the U.S. title is in the hands of a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And that riled up them Americans. Ooh, boy. USA. USA. We're joined at the announced team by Byron Saxton. USA.
Yeah. So, anyways, Baron Corbin comes out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Baron Corbin, man. He is getting better every single time he's on the mic.
Yeah.
There's no stuttering. Like, I think he just plays to the writers behind him and Baron himself plays to his own strengths.
Absolutely.
He doesn't come out and try to jam 20 sentences in the span of a minute. He goes, he measures his words.
Yes,
speaks. He speaks with conviction.
And at an even pace.
And he mitigates, and so thereby mitigating any possible mistakes. Because once somebody stumbles, for certain people, especially sort of newer guys, it's hard to recover.
It is.
Like Kevin Owens can stumble, laugh it off, and keep going. Seth Rollins, same thing.
Yeah.
Baron
Sami
Corbin,
Zane, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Sami Zayn just sounds like a regular dude talking.
Yeah,
because he kind of is.
Yeah,
Baron Corbin, he talks very measured. I love it. It's great.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
He's been doing great work.
Yeah, he really has been, and he's legit.
He is.
He's legit. You take him seriously when he comes out there, and I loved it because he comes out and he gets kind of a face pop. Like he's kind of weird. I said this on the show yesterday. I kind of wouldn't mind seeing Baron Corbin versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
You know, and we got a small glimpse into that, what it would look like when they're both in the ring jawing at each other.
Yes, and it was good.
Baron, people kind of want to cheer for Baron Corbin.
Yeah. Yeah. People appreciate good work.
They do. That's the bottom line. Because they want to cheer for Kevin Owens, too, but yes. He knows how to turn him around.
Speaking of wrestlers who do good work, mm-hmm. out comes Sami Zayn. He's on SmackDown Live
with
as well.
There's two things that was great about this. Number one, he had a big shit-eating grin because he knew that every time he shows up, Kevin Owens gets pissed off,
yep.
and it makes Sami Zayn
And that's
Zayn
exactly
happy.
What Kevin Owens did. He
number,
got mad.
Number two, Sami Zayn has had this running storyline, the sort of miniature running storyline where he wants to be in SmackDown Live. And so one of the first things he said is, finally, Sami Zayn is on SmackDown Live, because he knows that everybody who's actually a wrestling fan wants that to happen.
Yes.
Because we're hoping that he's going to be utilized properly there.
Yes.
And so they're jawing about the U.S. title. AJ Styles music hits. So now we know that the United States title is the place to be.
Yes.
That's what's important, is that you've got these main eventers, like legit main eventers,
oh, yeah.
vying for SmackDown's new top title, the United States Championship. We have no idea. The world title is kind of in limbo right now.
Well, I mean, Randy is still the champion. He will still be fighting Bray Wyatt at Payback, which is a Raw exclusive pay-per-view, yet will feature SmackDown
at least
wrestlers.
Two, yeah, exactly. At least two SmackDown matches.
Yeah, and two SmackDown belts will be defended, so it's not that exclusive. So, you know, that'll be the blow-off. That'll be the end of that feud. Randy will retain.
Yes.
And so it will be interesting to see what he moves on to next. Now, in the Wyatt-Orton feud, Orton, I guess, has been more or less the face in the feud of late.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So one would think he would have to face a heel unless they just have him turn right away. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if within the next month or two, Shinsuke is quickly elevated up into the world title picture.
Yeah.
And you could very easily have Shinsuke as your world champion. Spoiler for later on, AJ as your U.S. champion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good pair of champions.
No, it is. Absolutely.
Really good.
Yeah. I'm actually really kind of intrigued. The way SmackDown Live shook out, thanks to the shakeup, that was not intentional like before. Yeah. I'm really, really excited about SmackDown Live.
They address their deficiencies very well.
Like with the exception of Cesaro... Like you have, this is the wrestling show.
Yes.
This is the wrestling show.
Yes.
And there was, I was kind of like, we'll run down the show. We'll talk about what didn't happen and how that sort of affects the show and why I'm really excited about SmackDown Live.
Yeah. This segment, going back to the opening segment, concluded with Daniel Bryan coming out and saying, well, we have a situation where the U.S. title is being defended at Payback in a match between Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho. He did say whoever won that match would bring the U.S. title to SmackDown. So it seems like SmackDown traded for the title holder or the title.
No, the title itself.
The title itself.
Yeah.
Not so much whoever is holding it.
Right, exactly. Well, you sort of saw that before when he was talking when The Miz had the IC title.
He didn't draft The Miz. He drafted the Intercontinental title.
Right,
so anyways,
exactly.
He said, between now and Payback, Kevin Owens won't be defending the U.S. title.
Right.
But he said, tonight in the main event, we will have a triple threat number one contenders match between Baron, Sami Zayn, and AJ.
Mm-hmm.
So that set up our main event for the night.
Yeah.
We'll
I mean, man,
later.
In this one segment, the United States Championship has been elevated tenfold. I mean, it really has. The way Kevin Owens refers to it, the way he talks about it, the way he possesses it, the way he carries it.
He makes pretty much every time he's had a belt.
Dude, he can have
He makes that belt feel important.
Listen to me.
Because he prizes it. It means something to him.
He can come out there with a bowl of soup and make it the most prized bowl of soup on the planet.
Yeah.
That's what he does because he can talk like... nobody else.
Well, he speaks with conviction about things that he values.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So that led to Orton versus Eric Rowan.
Yeah, this was an okay match. Eric Rowan has new music.
It's like banjo. It's banjo heavy, isn't it? I think it is, man. It sounds like some Deliverance shit. It's like backwoodsy.
Kind of, yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
kind of.
That's the point of it.
Yeah, kind of.
Wait, how would you explain it then?
I almost thought it sounded like a music box. Kind of like a more
That's kind of interesting.
Like a chime like timbre to the
okay.
instruments.
All right.
I didn't necessarily hear banjos, but it was I know what you mean. Yeah, it had that feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you hear that, you know, you don't want to be wherever you are. You don't want to be there. anyways, continue on.
Yes. So the match is happening. Orton has the upper hand because he's wrestling Eric Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Bray shows up on the Titantron.
Yeah.
And keeps on saying, yeah, you'll see me again one day, Randy, which is obvious because they have a match at Payback.
Yeah,
it's
we
confirmed.
Know that. We know that already.
It's not like some day in the future.
Randy, we're going to run into each other later on, man.
Yeah.
I know we live around the corner from each other and we'd like to go to the same Starbucks. We're usually there around the same time of day, Randy. I know what you get. You get a vanilla latte. It's not good for you, man. There's a lot of sugar in there, baby Orton.
Yep.
It's not good for your joints.
So Randy is distracted by Bray on the Titantron.
Yeah.
He turns around, sees Eric Rowan outside the ring, rolls outside of the ring. Right as he hits the mat outside the ring, Eric Rowan hits him with the ring steps.
Which we
had DQ.
We had just played an excessive amount of 2K17.
Yes.
And so we thought that was pretty funny.
It was. It was a very 2K17 thing to happen.
It was.
Eric Rowan gets Orton back in the ring, hits his finisher, like a full Nelson slam.
Yeah.
And then the commentating team was saying something to the extent is of, well, if this is the level of mind games Bray Wyatt is going to play on Randy Orton, Orton's going to have a heck of a time retaining his belt at Payback.
Yeah.
But this isn't new Wyatt family mind game. This is the same old thing.
Let's just get away. Hey, how about this? Let's just act like this
over
shit.
With.
Let's act like this
get
feud
it over
isn't
with.
Happening
just
anymore.
Get this feud over with.
When is Payback?
30th.
It's so far away.
30th.
It's still goddamn
19 days away.
So what do we have? 3 more episodes of SmackDown left? 2 more episodes left?
We're going to be at Payback. We get to see that match live.
Oh, no, man. We
person.
Get to see this.
We'll get more projections.
Oh,
we're going to. That was a weird combo of Morrow and Bray in the same.
Oh, I don't know, JBL. Stop bullying me.
Man. Oh, by the way, the crowd, let's set this up. JBL, number one. Number one. This shit's blowing up. All right. It's on Sport. It's at Sports Illustrated. You can read about this shit. So, Jonathan Coachman, sorry, pal. This ain't a rumor anymore. Number two, chants could be heard of fire Bradshaw throughout the arena. Bradshaw was on his best behavior. Even when Ellsworth came out, he didn't say anything about him being a different species. He just said, Ellsworth has more heat in Boston than something.
Something about, I thought you said something about Ted Williams or something like that.
He'll make Ted Williams thaw out or something like that? Because isn't Ted Williams
on
ice?
Allegedly rumored, I think he's. Maybe it's confirmed that he's cryogenically frozen.
Oh, I think that's confirmed.
Okay, yeah. His family did that.
Didn't you hear about the stories about the cryo facility?
So, yeah.
And it was like.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah. Ew. Don't cryogenically freeze yourself, people. That's a fad. That's not good. JBL and Byron Saxon, when he was introduced. Byron Saxon, I swear, I know, like, he plays up the nerdy thing. And it honestly felt like he was trying to bait JBL into some bad behavior because he was looking at him as he was being a nerd. Like he was like being super goofy.
Let's talk about this for a second.
And JBL, all he could do is sit there and smile.
Let's talk about this for a second. The addition of Byron Saxton to the SmackDown Live commentating team.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Oh, it's great.
I thought they were really good together.
Because here's the thing. I would take Byron Saxton over David Otunga and a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? That's not even. I totally like this, Mike. I mean, I honestly think JBL should be fired. But, I mean, that being said, I've always been okay with his commentary.
Yeah.
Like, when it wasn't awkward and he wasn't bullying Mauro Ranallo, I was totally fine with it. And so, if he's being punished behind the scenes or whatever, like, they're either going to take care of their business or they're not.
Yeah.
If they don't, I'm disappointed. If they are, then great.
Yes.
If he remains a commentary, I'm fine with it. I think it's an upgrade. I like Byron Saxon. I thought that, getting him away from Corey Graves, I thought Corey Graves was fine. Is fine. Now with this shit happening with JBL, it makes the Corey Graves-Byron Saxon dynamic less appealing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he does the thing where he makes fun of Byron Saxon. And honestly, sometimes he falls back on it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. It's like, if he's going to be clever or witty about it, that's one thing. But just straight up saying, shut up, Byron, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, I agree.
And so yeah, getting him out of that dynamic, I think probably helps both situations.
It definitely does.
Because you don't awkwardly have to now change your dynamic with Byron still there, and then they're probably going to do like a no more bullying type thing. Anyways, we've talked about that too much.
Okay,
next American Alpha versus the Usos. Usos got a jobber entrance. What was that all about? They didn't even get a champion's entrance.
I know, they're the tag team champions.
They came out first, and we didn't even see them.
Yeah, I think they came out during a commercial break. I don't like the monitor right here, because I keep staring at myself.
Really?
I liked it better over here, because then I didn't see
it. You know, man, I got to keep you off your feet. You're sharp. I got to keep you sharp.
This whole side of the office now is a mirror image of what it was.
Too much a creature of comfort.
And I don't like
say
it.
That?
Don't even talk to me about that.
What?
The creature of comfort.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to hear it from you.
Why? What did I do?
Carry on.
American, I mentioned this off camera. American Alpha. You know when you look at a tag team or a superstar that is doing really well?
Yeah.
And maybe when they debuted, they stumbled out the gate a little bit.
Yes.
Or even, hey, look at any of the superstars of New Japan. And you go back on the tape and you look at 5-7 years ago and you can see, oh, hey, look, there's Okada as a young lion, right? American Alpha are like perpetual young lions. I feel like they have so much potential wrapped up in there.
Oh, yeah.
That once they get figured out, we're going to look back on them in their matching ring gear, in their generic entrance, in their generic music, and we're going to be like, remember when they were those guys and they were trying to get them over? I don't even know if they're trying to get them over anymore.
I think they're trying to get them over based solely on their enthusiasm and their quality ring work.
But do you think that's trying to get them over? I don't think anybody's expending any energy on trying to do anything. I think they might think,
these
guys are okay doing their thing, and that might get them over eventually.
The energy expended getting them over probably only extends to giving them opportunities on television.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Because, man, I said this, like, they came up at the draft, right?
Yeah.
They came up at the draft. That's almost a year ago.
Yeah, we're 3 months away from a year.
Have we had any actual stories with them?
No.
We've had feuds.
Yeah,
We haven't had any actual stories.
No real character development.
Any character development. What is with that? These guys have all the potential in the world.
I know.
And they're fantastic in the ring. We got a fantastic match against the Usos.
American Alpha and the Usos work really well together.
They do.
This is the second time they've put on a really good match on SmackDown.
Yeah.
There's a couple great, really great spots. American Alpha does their top rope bulldog finisher in homage to the Steiner brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember which Uso makes the save.
Don't even try, dude. It's fine. Don't even try.
American Alpha catches the Usos while they're trying to do simultaneous suicide dives.
Yeah, so American Alpha's on the outside of the ring. You're right. The Usos come out to do simultaneous suicide dives. They both catch them simultaneously and give them belly-to-bellies on the outside simultaneously.
It was
really cool. It was really neat. The Usos did end up going over. They work so well as a tag team, and I think part of it is the fluidity that they're allowed with American Alpha because they're so good at their timing and execution that they have just such great chemistry, and that allows the Usos. It's kind of like watching the Revival and DIY.
Yes.
They're so good with their chemistry together, it makes each tag team better.
Yeah.
And that's how these guys are. The Usos ended up winning with like a splash.
Yeah.
Like a super kick splash combo type thing.
Yes. On Chad Gable, I believe.
And then enter some shirtless shining stars.
Yes.
Wearing different colored jeans.
Yes.
So we could tell which one's which, I guess. I mean, they look different too. But, you know, if I said right now, I was like, hey, which one's Primo? You might be like, hold on. That one. Like, I'm sure you could probably figure it out, but you might take a second. I know I would.
Primo has the goatee, I think.
I think you're right about that.
And then Epico doesn't.
But then if somebody said, no, you're wrong, would you be surprised?
Exactly.
So anyways.
Anyway, the Shining Stars come out, beat up American Alpha.
Mm-hmm. And I only say that because they haven't been given defined characters.
I know.
I still can't tell the Revival from each other.
I know. That boggles my mind.
Wilder has the beard.
Yes.
Dash Wilder has
Scott hair
Dawson
and
has
beard.
No hair and big chops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, right now, Dawson has a beard.
Say yeah. Yeah, the Shining Stars are now on SmackDown Live, which is exactly what SmackDown Live needs, another jobber tag team.
You know, if they repackage them again.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
They did their finisher on Chad Gable, I think, and it was cool.
Yeah. They have new attitude.
Yeah, they
look like the Sharks and the Jets.
Their in-ring work is good. The vignettes they were doing leading up to their re-debut as the Shining Stars, I thought were amusing.
They needed Carlito, man. They needed Carlito. No, look, I will be the first to admit the Shining Stars, Primo and Epico, they are guys who have lacked follow-through.
Yes.
That's the problem. Creative has he's bugging you now. Pandora's box. I'm sorry.
I know.
Primo and Epico.
Yeah. Primo is the one with the goatee.
All right. Epico. Primo's the shorter one, right? Epico's the thicker one?
Yeah.
Okay. I did know that then. Yeah. Okay. Good for me.
Right.
Yay me. Their problem has been one specifically of follow through.
Yes.
They're always introduced in gimmicks that, look, I said as the Los Matadores. I mean, that's a gimmick that's like Repo Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's early 90s type stuff, yeah.
But I saw some of their like pre-produced videos on WWE's YouTube ages ago, and they were funny. They were legitimately funny. Yeah. That only has so much of a ceiling. The Shining Stars, I felt, had a bit more of a ceiling because it's a bit more general, and you can do the Carlito thing, and I desperately wish that they had Carlito.
Yeah.
Because, man, I like Carlito. Now that they are simply wearing jeans and they seem to not be pushing a resort, maybe they'll have like some more leeway. I don't know. I just feel like SmackDown didn't need another jobber tag team. That's what we've had with them up till now. Maybe a fresh slate will do them good.
That's what I'm hoping.
Apollo Crews was given a fresh slate on Raw. Where was he? I don't think fresh slates really work all that well typically. Right?
It can.
When? Would you consider this a clean slate for Sami Zayn? Because I wouldn't.
No.
No, okay, no. Good. We're on the same page.
Because he's walking into SmackDown with a fan base.
With people who know he is. Yeah, totally. Yeah, so I guess maybe colorist underwhelmed that the Shining Stars showed up on SmackDown.
But I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I like them. We're always optimistic. Like him too. I like them. I want him to be successful.
I want them to do well, and I want them to actually be given opportunities to fulfill their potential.
But here's the thing, man. That goes without saying. I don't want anybody not to do well except for TJ Perkins. No, you know, even TJ Perkins, I want him to do well.
I know.
Not encouraged by his promo for 205 Live tonight, by the way. Anyways, we had after that, we had Mojo Rawley versus... Now, is it confirmed that Mahal is on SmackDown now?
Yes.
Okay. Versus Jinder Mahal, who apparently gave Finn Balor a big-ass concussion yesterday.
This was WrestleZone had an article up Tuesday, today, where we're recording this right after SmackDown,
yeah,
saying that there was rumors going around, has been confirmed by WWE.
Oh, okay.
That Finn Balor was concussed during his match against Jinder Mahal.
Yeesh. And if you watch, it says numerous, this is from WrestleZone. Oh, no, this says, okay, so PW Insider is reporting Finn Balor suffered a concussion last night on Raw.
I'm guessing from that elbow.
That they replayed, and you can see the concussion literally take place. I mean, that looked concussive to me.
It did.
You know what I mean? Man, that sucks. It says WWE is not officially acknowledging the injury at this time. That wouldn't make me kind of think that it's something they think is... He can come back from pretty quickly.
Potentially.
Because if it was something that, oh my God, he's down for months.
Yeah.
Unless maybe there's more tests that need to be run before they can say anything.
Yeah.
That could be too.
And there's always potential that, you know, he may be concussed, but it might not necessarily keep him off TV for a prolonged period of time, assuming he can travel.
How much do you know about the severity of concussions and like what?
They vary.
Yeah,
you have a
right?
severe, and I guess there's no such thing probably as a minor concussion, but there's severe. There's less severe ones.
Well, I'm going to look up the phrase minor concussion.
I mean, you're bruising your brain. That's what a concussion is.
Well, I know. I'm just curious if there's... Okay, so symptoms of a concussion range from mild to severe.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can have mild bruising of the brain.
Yeah, but that's... I don't want to call that minor because it's... Bruising your brain is not a minor injury.
That's a good point. So anyways, Mojo Rawley took on Jinder Mahal.
Gronk was in the house.
Gronk was there once again,
Gronkowski. Yeah. I mean, it was in Boston. That's where the Patriots are based. roughly.
Crowd has started to chant, we want Gronk.
Yeah. So the action.
Belichick said no.
The action, I know. The action makes its way to the outside of the ring.
True.
Mahal goes up to Gronk, starts talking trash. Gronk says, here, you threw my drink on me at WrestleMania, and he throws his beer in Mahal's face.
Yeah.
Mojo takes advantage, throws Mahal back in the ring, delivers a pretty stiff elbow of his own.
Oh, yeah.
And picks up the win. Afterwards, Mojo celebrates with Gronk and Gronk's friends. And then he hops.
Yeah, his friends. I like calling them Gronk's hanger-ons.
Okay. And then jumps on the announce desk and puts on JBL's hat.
Yeah.
And celebrates.
Yeah. JBL could do nothing but smile. Not allowed to do anything but smile, JBL. Sorry. His little finish, if that's what it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just a fucking punch to the face.
Well,
the
he
corner.
Runs across the ring and delivers a forearm to the
face.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. It was Shibata-esque. Let's see here. Then we had Shane coming to the ring to address the state of the women's division on SmackDown.
Correct.
And he says, oh, this is great. So Ellsworth grabs the mic from Shane.
Well, first, hold on. He
Brings everybody out.
He brings the entire women's division out to the ring.
Yeah. Ellsworth is out there with Carmella. They now go by Carmelsworth.
Yeah.
Which is pretty clever. Ellsworth takes the mic from Shane and says, hold on a second. Naomi is a bad champion. She's crap. And Naomi takes the microphone from Ellsworth and says, Carmella, you better keep your side bitch in check. Otherwise, she's going to get chin checked. She said side chick, but it was still fucking hilarious that she referred to Ellsworth as she.
Yeah, I know.
And a side chick. That was great.
That was pretty funny.
She's going to get chin checked. That's fantastic. So then she says, I'm sorry, Shane. Please let us know who is on our division now.
Yeah, and then Shane says, the woman joined the division on SmackDown Live is a second-generation performer, daughter of a Hall of Famer, an exceptional athlete in her own right.
And I turn to you, and what did I say?
Did you predict this?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
I said, it's Tamina Snuka.
And it was Tamina.
And you said, and Tamina comes out.
Yeah, Tamina came out.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to me ever.
Nope. I mean, yeah, I do.
Tamina came out, and then Shane says, wait, do you think it was going to be somebody else? And then he says, well, maybe it is. He said, possibly the biggest acquisition in the superstar shakeup, Charlotte.
Yeah.
And Tamina goes, great. Charlotte comes out. She looks like $1 million.
Oh, yes.
Did she drop a promo?
Nope.
No. She just came out.
Yes.
Good for her. The queen is on SmackDown Live, Larson. That's exciting. Now there's a freaking monster besides Tamina because Tamina's big. Yeah. This was great. I was really happy that Aiden English came out.
As his old NXT character.
Well, not just his old NXT character, in his old NXT role of jobber to NXT.
That's true.
Because that's what he used to do when Seth Rollins debuted in NXT on NXT TV. Bray Wyatt, they all went over on Aiden English, who was pre-artiste.
Oh, okay.
Aiden English.
Okay.
It was right before, and then after that, he did the artist thing. And I think he had like a little bit of a push in his NXT days as the artist. But essentially, he did his artist thing. He even had trunks that looked like he had just come back from painting a painting.
Yeah, he had pants on that had paint all over him as if he had just come from his studio.
His Bob Ross class.
Yes.
He was painting some pretty happy little trees.
And then he was also singing his promo.
Yeah, they put the spotlight on him. Just like the old school. Because he said, oh man, how did he phrase it?
Now that he was bereft of...
Bereft of company?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Bereft is a great word, by the way.
Yes.
He started belting out his promo.
He said, now the spotlight will be on me.
I'm going to job the shit out of this job. Anyways, of course, Ty Dillinger comes out. And before the match even finished, what did you write down on our notes?
I wrote, Ty wins with tiebreaker.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wasn't much of a match.
I'm booked as a terrible wrestler.
I wonder who Ty's first real feud is going to be with.
I am paler than Sheamus, which is weird. Because Aiden English is the most pale thing I've ever seen in my life. It's weird. Anyways, what?
Who Ty's first real feud's going to be with?
The Artist. Aiden English.
No.
Ty Dillinger, man. Why not? I'm feuding with Orton. I'm feuding with Finn Balor. Now I'm going to feud with Aiden English.
Wyatt,
I mean,
Wyatt's
Ty Dillinger.
White's on Raw, man.
That's right, man. But a payback. Taking that title from SmackDown.
No, he's not.
Bring it to Raw.
So after that, we had a short video package highlighting the fact that Lana is coming.
Oh, that's what the
soon.
House of Horrors match should be. A bunch of like big screen TVs, like some 70-inch TVs adorning the walls of the battleground.
Yes.
All playing their match from Mania.
Oh, that is House of Horrors. That's a good idea.
Anyways. Oh, so, yeah. We got a Lana package.
So I guess she's going to start wrestling?
I think she's going to do the Emelina thing. It feels like maybe the Kelly thing fell through, and they're just like,
but
oh,
I don't know. She
Lana
she
do.
Has a dancing background, and that's what she was doing during this package was just dancing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It wasn't packaged, you know, like Emelina.
Well, they're not going to do an exact
thing. No, I know.
Thing. Yeah, I don't know.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Because it was announced. Did you put it on here?
What?
That Rusev.
Oh, that, yeah.
Now on SmackDown Live.
Yes.
Yeah, they announced that.
They announced he's going to be on SmackDown, Sin Cara. And then in a separate announcement later in the show, they announced that the New Day were coming to SmackDown as well.
The most underwhelming way to announce that the New Day, the one of the biggest acts in the WWE, is on SmackDown Live was done through a video package. Why would they have done that? Did New Day have commitments today or something? It's weird.
That could be.
It was weird, right? You expect them to come out and do their thing?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been great.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just looking to spread the love a little bit.
That could be.
Looking to spread the power positivity.
I wouldn't have been surprised if, you know, after the Usos retained against American Alpha, if that's when the New Day came out, but then the Shining Stars wouldn't have got that opportunity. So.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Let's see here. Moving on. I really want them to repackage American Alpha, dude. God, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, they need to do something.
Because, dude, they could go from like complete non-entity to a reason to watch SmackDown Live.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would tune in. I'd tune in to Raw to watch The Revival. I'd tune in to NXT to watch DIY and Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
I'd tune in this. I'd be, that's a good reason to tune in to SmackDown.
I mean, they packaged them so well in NXT.
Put them on the mic 2 minutes per show.
I know.
Put them on the mic for 2 minutes.
Give them a little something to work with. Give them some
know
complexity.
Who you are, man.
I know. Next, Dolph comes out.
Drops a promo. Shinsuke comes out. And Dolph says, "Who are you?"
And the whole arena chants Nakamura.
Oh, yeah. Showering him with love.
Yes.
And he looks down at the microphone and gives him some eyes. And Dolph hands over the microphone. And what does Shinsuke say?
"I am Shinsuke Nakamura.
You want to know who I am?"
Sorry, yes.
Shinsuke Nakamura. And that way that only he can say it. It's
and
funny.
Then
and
Dolph,
he has his mouthpiece.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
It's great.
Dolph turns around, tries to get a super kick in there.
Yeah.
Shinsuke catches it.
He catches it and gives him this look like, oh, how disappointing was that for you?
I know. Dolph escapes. Shinsuke
says,
"Come on."
Yeah.
Dolph says something like, "You want to fight?" But he sounded scared when he said it.
Yeah, it was good.
And then he rolled out of the ring.
Yeah, so Shinsuke's first victim. While the pieces are put into place.
While they get this Randy Bray feud done with.
Yeah.
Shinsuke will feud with Dolph, get him familiar with the audience, although Shinsuke seems totally over already.
Yeah. Okay, so what didn't happen tonight?
No Braun, no Reigns.
No Braun, no Reigns.
I was expecting this main event to end with Braun coming out and destroying everybody. That was
Me
my
too.
Expectation.
Me too. I thought that like towards the finish of the match, we would hear Braun and everybody would freak out.
And he'd roll an ambulance down the ramp.
Yeah, that'd be great. So no Braun, no Reigns. They stay on Raw.
Yes.
AJ stays on SmackDown.
Yes.
And he made a point of saying, AJ's right here. I love it. He's the foundation, dude.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
great.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy that Vince realized that was the case.
So we had that led to our main event. It was Styles versus Zayn versus Corbin.
Great, great pay-per-view quality 20-minute main event.
Can't agree with you more.
Fantastic.
Yeah. This was just, this got me geeked, man. We have AJ Styles and Sami Zayn. Oh, by the way, one of our good friendos, I forget who it was, sent me a link in 2016. AJ and Sami did have a match. But this, I want
Raw,
like,
I guess. Yeah.
I want like a feud at some point, maybe. So we got, I mean, this is the show for wrestling now, man. This is the show for wrestling.
And credit to Baron Corbin. You have AJ and Sammy, two of the best wrestlers on the planet.
Yeah.
And Baron held his own.
Yeah. Because you've got, over on Raw, you've got Finn and Seth, both capable wrestlers. But let's face it, man. Seth, I'm freaked out to watch him wrestle because of injuries. Finn might have gotten concussed last night. Who else in terms of wrestling do you really want to see on Raw? You have Miz, who we like for his mic work and his character work. Not a great wrestler. Not somebody you tune in to see him wrestle.
Same with Dean.
Brock's Universal Champion. He's not going to be Roman.
I mean, Braun. The first name that pops in my head is The Revival.
Yeah. Their tag team division now kind of is the reason to tune into Raw. Because you got the Hardys, The Revival. Yeah, the club.
Still have Cesaro and Sheamus. Cesaro, if he were a singles competitor, you'd add him to the list.
Oh, yeah. But now on SmackDown, man, you've got Nakamura, AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. I mean, Randy Orton's good.
Yeah.
But, man, that's fantastic.
I know. Like I said earlier.
And then Baron Corbin, who's improving. And you don't go to a match for Baron Corbin. But the great thing about Baron Corbin is that you get to see him now matched up against all these other guys that you haven't seen him really match up against. He's vastly improved, and he represents. You've got these guys who are, none of these are like big beefcake guys. You know, they're all just solid wrestler guys. And then you have Baron, who like may not be the best wrestler in the world, but he can put on a good match.
Yeah.
He's learning how to tell stories.
He works a really fast pace for a wrestler of his size.
Yeah. And so watching him match up against all these guys who can carry a good wrestler to a great match, that's awesome.
I know.
SmackDown Live now, man.
Like I said to start the show, they manage in the shakeup.
And Rusev. When he gets back, Rusev is there.
I know. SmackDown really managed to address all the deficiencies of the show.
Yes.
They needed a little extra star power for the women's division. Mm-hmm. Got that with Charlotte. Got that, granted, yeah. They had to give up Alexa Bliss and Mickie James, who are two really good wrestlers.
Yeah.
And Alexa Bliss, you know, like, ceiling is...
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Is off the charts.
Yeah.
but
the amount of learning that Alexa Bliss is going to do from Sasha and Bayley is off the charts.
I know. But having Charlotte there really... ups the star power of the women's division
for
on SmackDown.
Sure. Yeah.
They lost Bray, they lost Dean, they lost Miz, but they gained Owens, Sami Zayn, and more or less Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take that deal.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then they added depth and star power to the tag division,
mm-hmm.
bringing the Shining Stars, depth, mm-hmm. star power, and the New Day.
Yeah.
Every kind of the and bringing in Rusev to help strengthen the mid-card.
Yeah.
And, you know, they need a heel to go up in the main event scene. He can do that.
Yeah, totally.
So they really addressed, you know, a lot of the problem areas on the show. And now, as you said, SmackDown, if you like really good wrestling, SmackDown is the show to watch.
And think about it, man. You have two really strong belts.
Yes.
You've got the U.S. title and you got the world title, who isn't weighed down by Brock Lesnar being part-time.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And they still have John Cena.
I know.
It's pretty big.
Yep.
So
anyways, AJ wins the main event.
But I mean, could you imagine, dude? Like, I'm sorry, not to, but bring it back a little bit. Do you imagine, like, as oddly interesting as Roman Reigns being on SmackDown could have been, you knew the focal point was going to be on Roman Reigns. We have no idea where the focal point is going to land because so many of those guys,
I know,
are up there now. You have like a main event scene and then like a co-main event scene.
I know.
You know, we were joking when Ty Dillinger came out because he is essentially the mid card now because. Everything else is main event level.
Mm-hmm.
You get Shinsuke Nakamura in a match, he's a main event guy.
Oh, yeah.
Dolph Ziggler can put on a great match with him.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all those other guys. Those are all co-main events.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love that?
I know. So AJ wins, pins Sami Zayn after hitting a phenomenal forearm.
Yeah.
He is the new number one contender for the U.S. title. So at, I think it's Backlash, is the next pay-per-view after Payback, okay. May 21st or something like that, SmackDown exclusive. I'm assuming we'll get Kevin Owens, who will more than likely retain against Jericho at Payback.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Against AJ Styles.
Yeah.
That's a huge match.
That's a massive match.
That could just as easily be for the WWE title.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
And that's for SmackDown's secondary belt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if for the WWE title was Randy and Shinsuke.
My only thing was... What I mean, Randy Shinsuke, you think they're going to pull the trigger on that? No real heel there?
I don't know.
I mean, they're both at the point where they can be. I mean, I know Shinsuke literally just debuted on WWE TV, but he's 37.
I know.
And so they could easily go to the well of, hey, this is a dream match. We're kind of contemporaries.
I know.
Like, you did what I was doing in New Japan.
Yeah.
They could go to that well easily.
Yeah.
Sometimes WWE likes to stick with heel versus face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's a good problem to have.
Yes. I mean, the only other wrestler I can think of they want to stick to the heel-face dynamic is Corbin.
Is that going to be a problem? What other heels do they have? Rusev, when he gets back. Rusev. Talk about a winner in this.
I know.
In this,
he's a huge winner.
Yeah. I mean, well, Owens. He's a heel.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's the U.S. title, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of heels that didn't have belts. I don't know when Rusev is going to come back either.
That might be a little while.
And even when he comes back, he needs to kind of work. I don't think he does. He kind of needs to work his way back up.
No, I agree. For the crowd to understand.
Yeah.
You and I both know, man.
Yeah, he's top-tier wrestler.
Top-tier performer. Yeah. Let's answer some questions.
Well, here, I got a list here. Let's just do, because this is one of the questions that people have asked.
Okie doke.
They want to know who won, not in terms of wrestlers, but in terms of brand. Which brand won the draft? So I have a list here of all the wrestlers who got moved over to SmackDown, all the wrestlers who got moved to Raw.
I think we kind of said this already. But go ahead. Let's
No, I think
let's nail this down.
If the criteria is which show best addressed their needs, then mm-hmm. SmackDown won.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
SmackDown won.
SmackDown dumped their trash. I don't mean to say. Look, what we said at the start of the show, what you said at the start of the show, Dean and Miz for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Take that deal any day.
Are you kidding me?
Any day and every day.
Of course I'd take that deal.
And it's a bummer to lose Bray, but if you're getting essentially Shinsuke in return.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on a second, though. I mean, here's the thing, though. Is it a bummer to lose Bray? Sure. However, Bray's a good wrestler who benefits more from the big moment show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The big moment aspect of things.
Yeah.
He aligns more with Raw in terms of what Raw's doing. They have Braun, not a great wrestler, big, slow guy. They got Roman Reigns, not a good wrestler, big, slow guy. Who else do they have over
Dean.
There? They have Dean, not a good wrestler. Miz, not so like. Look, but here's the thing: they're all strong characters. I mean, Roman.
Yes.
You can say what you will about Roman; he gets a reaction. Braun, very well defined character, built for big moments.
Yes,
not for your Iron Man matches.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what I mean.
Yes, yes.
Dean is a character.
Yes,
definitely a character.
Miz
over
character.
Wrestler. Miz character. You go to that for like personalities and stuff.
Yes.
Not saying that SmackDown is bereft of that.
No, they're not
the
at all.
From Aiden English. But, man, they've got the wrestlers over there.
But also...
And Finn Bray's a great rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it would be. It would be. It will be. And also, the addition of the New Day to SmackDown mm-hmm. is huge.
Oh, big time. It does what Charlotte did to the women's division.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Star power.
Like, arguably the biggest... I don't know if there's an argument to be made here. The biggest tag team in the company now bolstering SmackDown's tag division as their anchor, the best female wrestler in the company now on SmackDown bolster their women's division. That's great. Because now we're going to get Becky Lynch versus Charlotte.
Yeah.
Now can we answer some questions?
Yes, let's answer some questions.
Okay. We go to the Patreon at from a dollar up. We throw up these threads every single episode of shit that we do. And so we're going to look at some questions here.
Here, just start with some...
Because some Baron Corbin.
Highly liked questions, and I'll look for first.
Well, the problem is this just went up, so those like all the likes are like 1, 1, 1.
No,
one.
I know.
He says, any chance the new Triple H faction ends up being more of an NXT takeover with him and his guys trying to take over both brands? No, you called it in the last episode. I think that faction was sort of set up with the possibility that they might need them.
Yeah.
And they might be able to use them post shakeup, but I think with Kevin Owens gone, that's kaput.
Yep. It definitely is.
Let's see here. Number one jobber, Alex Ponce. wow. He says, with superstar shakeup over, we can say SmackDown got worse, way worse. I have no idea what you're talking about. That is not...
Disagree.
Certainly not my opinion.
No.
Let's see here. Got to get some questions we haven't answered during the nature of the show.
James Rodriguez, do you feel that AJ contending for the U.S. title is a downgrade for him, or does it help elevate the belt? The latter. Helps elevate the belt.
Yeah. No, absolutely. This is weird. Eddie Minivar says, I said a long time ago I wanted podcasts all week long. Steve wasn't on board, but Larson was.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been on the same page in terms of our output.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, this is great. Here
we go.
Go ahead. Sweet chin music. Your job is to make a cast for Family Feud using all wrestlers. Also, why would you choose them? Well, one has to be the Wyatt family.
That's great. Wait, what was the question?
Family Feud.
With any wrestlers or
Yeah, using all wrestlers.
Oh, but the Wyatt family. That's good.
One team.
They're an actual family.
Yeah, one team would have to be the Wyatt family.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's great. That's perfect.
So
Bo in there? Is Bo in there?
Yeah, Bo's in there.
Yes.
So we have Bray. You have Eric
five.
Rowan, Luke Harper, Braun Strowman, and
Randy.
Bo.
Wait, what?
It's five? I put Braun in there. Instead of Randy.
Oh, you put Braun in there. Okay.
And then Bo.
Oh, I like Randy.
That's five.
I like Randy.
So who would be the other team?
Okay.
Fandango is the host.
Oh, that's great.
Cheddarfield is host.
Dude, I want to see the New Day as three.
Oh, yeah.
Because Xavier Woods is probably the smartest guy in any room he's in. And then you got Big E and Kofi are both very witty guys.
Yes.
So they're good. I think they're three. We need two more. Yeah. I like them. And then I'd say Bayley and Sasha, put them with them.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that. Who wins?
That's great. That's all great.
Who wins? It's the New Day because you got Xavier.
Yeah.
Smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
I like this. The fat bastard champ, Alex Foster. Which cruiserweight would you guys have liked to have gone to SmackDown to go for other belts?
Austin Aries.
Yeah. Because you know why? A-double level.
A-double. Greatest man that ever lived.
That's right. Oh, man. Let's see here. So many redundant questions. I'm just going to throw this out to you guys. We love you guys. We love your questions. You guys got to read some of the other questions and make sure they're not being asked a million times over. Let's see here.
Jason the Cabbie, since it sounds like SmackDown Live is taking the U.S. title rather than who holds it right now, how do you see payback panning out due to not only Jericho's Fozzy tour, but also the foggy and unresolved nature of what everyone's referring to as Evolution 2.0?
That's dead.
That's done. With Jericho going on tour in June, in May, I think, that pretty much solidifies he's not getting that belt.
Yes.
Owens is going to retain. He's probably going to destroy Jericho at the end of the match
to
write him off TV for
payback
a
could
period
easily
of time.
Be called WWE formality.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? It's all formalities at this point. Yes. The House of Horrors, that belt is staying on Orton, and it's coming back, staying on SmackDown. U.S. title, staying on SmackDown, staying on Owens.
Yes.
Can we literally bet money on that? Can we go to Vegas and put money on that?
Lunatic Fridge. Is this a Mojo push or a Gronk push?
Well, I feel like... No, that'd be the wrong terminology. I was going to say Gronk is his heater, but the heater is the guy who gets heat. Is there an opposite thing with the heater? Guy who gets cheers? I guess depending on where they are, huh?
Yeah.
Because like if you're in Boston, of course you're going to be cheering Gronk.
Yeah.
Miami hated him.
Mm-hmm.
Or Orlando, rather.
Orlando, yeah.
Yeah. Matt the Lunatic Mullet Simpson. Have you seen TJ Perkins' new shirt?
Yeah, we saw it on the 205 live promo tonight.
He says, I think you need to have that as the forfeit shirt. It's one of the worst I've ever seen. You know what? Here's my thing. It's kind of so bad it's good.
Because
it's just like an old NES packaging of him dabbing.
Yeah, I know.
How was that not great? You know what I mean? It's so bad. It's literally distilled my hatred into a shirt. And how can I hate on that? That's great.
We should have waited a couple weeks.
It's like if somebody, it's like Bama. She has a little shirt with a pineapple on it. I love it because I hate pineapples, but who doesn't love that?
Motor City Champion Gene the Grappler. So who would hold the title on SmackDown Live by the end of the year? Owens with the WWE Championship, Charlotte with the Women's Championship, and New Day with the SmackDown tag titles. New Day are getting the tag titles by...
SummerSlam?
No, before that. The next pay-per-view.
By Backlash?
Yeah.
When is that? April?
May 21st.
May 21st?
Another month and a half, give or take. They will have the belts no later than that show.
You don't think there's any possibility they're going to just use them to get other people over?
Not right now.
They need the belts first, then they can start doing that. Yeah, you're right about that.
Charlotte will probably, maybe SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll give Naomi a decent run with it first.
Yeah, I would like. I really hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Because they can build something. Man, that Naomi can benefit so much from a really good feud with Charlotte.
I know.
She can really be elevated to that four horsewomen level.
Yes. Owens with the WWE Championship.
I have no idea what they're going to do with Orton.
After Randy drops the belt.
To who?
Well, let me finish my thought. After Randy drops the belt.
Who?
I don't think he's going to get it back anytime soon.
Oh, I agree. Totally.
But so that leaves Shinsuke. That leaves Owens. That leaves AJ. That leaves Sammy. Yeah. Baron even, potentially. There's five, you know, contenders.
Yeah. I honestly keep on going through my head how little I need to watch Raw these days. Like, if you really think about it, the Lineage belt is on SmackDown. The United States title is on SmackDown.
It's really Seth, Finn, and The Revival.
Yeah, I know.
And Sasha and Bayley.
I like the Hardys.
Yeah, and the Hardys.
But honestly, they're not doing the broken shit. So
I know, unless they start doing something interesting with the Hardys.
Yeah, I know. Man. Jeez, that was a turnaround.
I know.
Let's see here. A lot of people asking who won and lost.
Yeah.
The One Piece is Real says, is SD Live the A show now in opinion and reality? Kind of is in my, you know, I know I've gone back and forth with you guys. And every week I've said that SmackDown Live has been the more entertaining show. But to me, it's been missing a lot. And they filled every single need that I have had to make it the A show. I kind of don't care about Brock and the Universal title. Kind of don't care about Roman Reigns and what happens with him. I kind of don't care about Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Love Bray Wyatt. Well, love Finn Balor.
I like Braun Strowman.
I like Braun, but do you think they're ever going to have him go over Roman clean?
Probably not.
Probably not. So, and you know, that's where he's going to be milling about for a little while. The Roman Brock thing. He's going to be used to get those guys further.
I know.
Vic Vinegar asks, what position or where do you see Sami Zayn this time next year? So let me ask you this.
He will at least be a former U.S. Champion.
Do you think a shakeup means no major draft this year?
I would like to think so.
I would like to think so, too. I'd like to see this is what we get for the next 12 months.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's what I would love to see.
Because, it's 3 months from now? They're going to say, okay, draft time.
Yeah.
Reshuffle the deck entirely.
So wait, where do you see Sammy 12 months from now?
At the very least, a former U.S. champion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Former or current.
Yeah.
At the least.
At the least,
at the
man.
Least. I kind of feel like...
But with this roster, man, sky's the limit.
Prediction right now, the WWE title match for Mania, I wouldn't be surprised, is AJ and Shinsuke for WrestleMania 34. That's a money match.
Man, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good stuff.
Patrick Sparks. Hey, friendos. Is it just me or is the U.S. title just below the Intercontinental title in prestige just by the look, lineage, and obviously the name?
Wait, what did he say?
He asked if the U.S. title is just below the Intercontinental title in terms of prestige.
Oh, in terms of prestige? I don't know.
I think prestige, you know, like lineage and looks only get you to a point. But if whoever is holding that belt doesn't value it and make the belt seem important,
yeah,
then I think that's what primarily prestige is based on.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
If the belt is made to look important, then it's prestigious.
Yeah.
If it's made to look like it's something that's just passed around amongst the mid-card 10 times a year, not so prestigious.
Yeah. I think I'd probably say... When the U.S. title was brought over from WCW, and it was there was no brand split yet, I would say that it was probably treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it might, but God, it was such a long time ago. I agree completely with what you're saying.
Ever since the most recent brand split, I feel like, at the least, the IC and the U.S. title have been held more or less on equal footing.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
And for a spell, you know, the U.S. title was the top belt on Raw.
Yeah, because you had Rusev's great run with it. Cena's great run with it.
Rusev had two good runs with it.
He had two really good runs with it. But on the IC title side, once The Miz got a hold of it, I actually think he did really, really well with it.
Yeah.
Now, right now, as it stands, I feel like the U.S. title, I agree they're on equal footing. But I think that the U.S. title, especially the way they booked it tonight, That's the important title right now.
Yeah.
You have the U.S. title and the freaking... I mean, look, the lineage is kind of a toss-up for both. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, because the U.S. title's been around for a while.
A long, long time. Exactly. Yeah. Like, didn't Magnum TA hold that title technically?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Flair, Sting, everybody had that title. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
DDP.
DDP. Raven, Benoit, Guerrero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Is it just time for trivia now?
Sure.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, here we go. Well, we've got one more. All hail the bearded Larson. First time patron.
Thank you very much.
And he's from down under. Australia. He says, how would you guys fantasy book an underutilized superstar to win championship gold, and how would you do it? For example, Titus O'Neil to win the IC title by building up his Titus brand. So let's take one underutilized superstar. Bo Dallas. Take Bo Dallas.
Okay.
Can't bring him to the Wyatt family.
Okay.
How would you book him to win? Where is he? Raw?
Mm-hmm.
The Intercontinental Championship. I'd have him align with Bray Wyatt. Have Bray Wyatt teleported off of Dean Ambrose and into Bo Dallas's on his waist.
You said he couldn't be a member of the Wyatt family.
He's not. He's still Bo Dallas.
You're aligning with... Well, Randy Orton was still Randy Orton. He was a member of the Wyatt family.
Mm. Oh, baby Orton, man.
So...
Oh.
You disqualified your own
I'm
scenario.
I'm disqualified, baby. All right. Underutilized talent. Ric Flair. How do you book him to win?
Who?
You know, Ric Flair walked into a bar, was kicked out in 5 minutes for calling a bartender fat ass. What a rude guy that is, man. Remember we got 86 from a bar without even stepping foot into it?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. Let's play trivia, Larson.
Yes.
So this is trivia challenge time.
Yes. I perused these questions. You're going to get a lot of them correct.
Well, this is the easy trivia game,
dude. I know.
It's not like this is all difficult. We have two eras, Attitude and Classic.
Yes.
Who would go first?
You ask me first.
I ask you first.
What one are you doing first? Attitude?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Well, I can see. I can see the logo back there. I want to make sure it's we do the same card in order.
No, man. It's okay.
Okay. Ask.
I'm sure we could figure it out. Who defeated... This is classic. Okay, classic. Who defeated Triple H in an unsanctioned street fight at SummerSlam 2002? His first WWE match in more than 3 years.
More than 3 years?
In more than 3 years.
HBK.
I think I'm cute. Wrong. It says Shawn Michaels.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
Sorry.
Classic.
What superstar won the 2001 Royal Rumble, becoming the first man to win 3 Royal Rumble matches?
Stone Cold Steve. What? Steve Austin, what?
Put up a finger.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Put up a finger.
How about this one?
Sure, it's appropriate for Stone Cold.
It is, exactly. That's why I did it, not to say F you.
No, I know.
I wouldn't say that to you. Well, have I ever said fuck you to you before?
I think you have.
Really?
Yeah.
In jest. What Raw, again, classic.
Yes, Attitude Era.
What Raw GM instituted the World Heavyweight Championship and awarded it to Triple H in September of 2002?
Ric Flair.
Eric Bischoff.
Oh, interesting.
I'm back! Better than ever.
Mick Foley's Cactus Jack persona battled what Evolution member for the Intercontinental Championship at Backlash 2004?
Ric Flair did what?
Mick Foley's Cactus Jack persona battled what Evolution member for the Intercontinental Championship at Backlash 2004?
Randy Orton.
Yes. Like I said, you can get a lot of these right.
Again, classic.
Yes, Attitude Era.
What faction included Golga, Kurgan, Giant Silva?
Oddities.
George the Animal Steel.
The Oddities.
And Luna Vachon.
I told you, it's the Oddities.
The Oddities.
I know. What WWE diva would often finish off her competition with her patented chick kick?
Oh, Mickie James. Kiki James.
Wrong. Trish Stratus.
Oh, shit. Hers was called the chick shit.
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Son of a biscuit.
You were there horsing around.
Did I have two or three?
You had two. You were there horsing around with your fingers, not paying attention to the task at hand. That's why I'm ahead of trivia this year.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Attitude Era.
Yes, classic.
What future Hall of Famer made his WrestleMania debut with a match against the Blue Blazer at WrestleMania 5?
Mr. Perfect.
Put a finger up.
What was the name of the evil dentist that faced Bret Hart?
Isaac Yankem DDS.
Yes.
Who defeated Psycho Sid in a no DQ match at WrestleMania 13?
Undertaker.
Undertaker. Michelle McCool, come here. I want to touch your butt.
Wow.
Wow, Mark.
What competitor won 2 World Tag Team Championships with Tony Garea and 1 with Tito Santana under the name Strikeforce?
How many do you have? 4? I've only got 3?
Yeah.
Shit.
You have to get this one right. No. Otherwise,
fuck!
You're in trouble.
Oh, man.
So you better think about
it. I don't even have one more left.
No, you have one more after this.
Oh.
I'm saying it'd benefit you greatly to get this one right.
Okay. You read it to me again.
What competitor won 2 World Tag Team Championships with Tony Garea and 1 with Tito Santana under the name Strikeforce?
Jimmy Snuka?
Rick Martel.
Oh, man, the model man. I'm so handsome. All right. What WWE Hall of Famer came to the ring to the song, Grab Them Cakes?
It's a Junkyard Dog.
Very good. Look at you.
Is that my last question?
Yeah, that's your last.
You have one more. All right. Who served as manager to the Quebecers during their reigns as World Tag Team Champions?
Shit, I should know this. The Quebecers. Bruce Hart.
Come on, Johnny Polo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
Man, that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you killed me.
Yeah, I got 5.
Where
got
are the
3.
Oh, there's the stack of prizes over there.
I get 2 cards.
Yeah, you do.
I'm crushing it at trivia this year.
Killing it, man. Killing it.
I'm coming back in kayfabe corner, too. I'm taking both prizes this year. 2 cards for Larson.
Probably going to be crap cards because you're crap.
You have to be. I get Stephanie McMahon.
Ooh, that's nice. Let me see that one.
And Lita.
Ooh. Oh, what? That's a crappy picture of Lita. She looks like she's getting her...
Oh, no.
Dropped Lita.
Sorry, Lita.
You're like Trish Stratus. You dropped her on her head. Here, pick up another card because Lita fell. That was an ugly picture of her, too. Like Stone Cold just powerbombing her. Who's that?
Jackie.
The fuck? Who? Let me see. Oh, I kind of remember her.
She was a Tough Enough 2 competitor.
Of course she was. Well, underwhelming presence. Not as good as... Where's my Flying Brian?
You threw it earlier.
Oh, I did. That's right. I'm going to throw this one, too. No, I'll throw... Who am I going to throw? I'll throw Royal Rumble, Jacqueline, at the camera. Thank you for watching. Until next time, we'll Tiger Gaze later.
Bye.
Wait, no, this one. Gold Dust.